USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a big week for the Biden administration as Democrats try wrangling key pieces of President Biden's agenda through Congress in face of steep Republican opposition. The latest blow to the White House came on Monday when Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have funded the government and averted a default in U.S. debts. Senate Minority Leader Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell on Tuesday criticizes his Democratic colleagues.
If Democrats want to use fast track party line procedures to ram through trillions more in inflationary socialism, they'll have to use the same tools to handle the debt limit.
Richard Stafford, an attorney for Gabby Petito's family, is asking her missing fiancé to turn himself in. Stafford added Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help find him. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. After Senate Republicans blocked the bill to keep the United States government funded, Yellen says it would be detrimental to many Americans, including senior citizens and troops, if the debt ceiling is not raised.
It would be disastrous for the American economy, for global financial markets, and for millions of families and workers whose financial security would be jeopardized by delayed payments.
Yellen adding that waiting until the last minute to raise the debt ceiling can undermine confidence in financial markets and credit worthiness of the United States. Jared Ramos, the man who killed five people at a Maryland newspaper, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Ramos, given multiple life sentences without the possibility of parole Tuesday, more than 3 years after the deadly murders at the Capitol Gazette. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A Border Patrol agent is speaking out after comments made by the Biden administration over the last week.
Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, yet you're hearing the president say these people will pay. The secretary echoed those sentiments, and then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Ford is looking to expand its electric vehicle plants in the United States with a new manufacturing plant in Tennessee and battery manufacturing plants in Kentucky. CEO Jim Farley telling Fox News workers were a key factor in the company's decision to open plants in those states.
The availability of skilled labor in high quantity was one of the key reasons why we're building these sites where they are.
Farley goes on to say the plants will create 11,000 new jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.